Integrated.
What do you mean?
Too many of us struggle to integrate our faith into our lives.
Is it both?
When the head is full, but the heart is empty, the soul becomes cold and lifeless.
So it's both, together.
This is the integration where faith finds its true power.
Oh, now I get it.
Welcome to Integrated, where theology and life come together. And now your host, all the way from Sharpsburg, Georgia, this is Dr. John Kreutz.
Welcome to Integrated. We're continuing to talk about the greatest commandment of all, to love God with everything you've got. According to the Lord Jesus, this was the greatest commandment. As they were trying to test him to say, all right, 613 different ones, which one do you say, Jesus? Just so they could cause trouble and make division and turn followers against him. But he, in infinite wisdom, replied beautifully that loving God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, that's the best. That's number one. So we've been considering over these past episodes, what are some ways that we can cultivate our love for God? If this is commandment number one, this is important stuff. And so today we want to get into it and keep talking about this dynamic. But before we do, I want to remind you to do the podcasty things. If you would please give us a rating and review, that would be so helpful to us. Also, I was traveling recently in another country, and I was talking to a brother, and he was saying that he was excited about the podcast, and he mentioned that he would put a special review highlighting where he was listening from. And I thought, well, that's exciting to see different listeners from around the world. I know that it's such an encouragement to me to know that some missionaries that our church support check out Integrated and listen in and have been encouraged by being with us for these times together. And so maybe that's you. Let us know. That's such a blessing to me to know where you're listening from. So maybe stick that in the review as well. Well, one of the means that God has created is kind of a group dynamic that builds excitement. And here we're in Sharpsburg, Georgia, which is in the south suburbs of Atlanta, Georgia. And right now, the Braves are on fire. That's the baseball team based in Atlanta. And it's a lot of fun to watch the Braves play on TV. And of course, you get the different angles and the commentators are describing what's going on with their expert analysis. But I have to say, as great as it is to watch on TV, it's so much more fun to see the Braves live. I mean, there is a dynamic that goes on when you're in the stadium, when you're yelling and cheering along with thousands of others, maybe as many as 40 or 50,000 other fans of the same team. And these fans come from all different places. Maybe they're different ethnicities. Maybe some are rich and some are poor. Some are old fans and they know about all the Braves from the old days. There's all kinds of stories and legends about the old Braves teams, but maybe there are also some new fans. There's almost always somebody on the big screen will hold up a baby with a little sign that says, "My first Braves game," and everybody cheers when they see that happening, because there's always new people added to the fans of the baseball team. You wear special clothes. Maybe you've got your favorite T-shirt or jersey from your favorite player on the Braves. There are special cheers that everybody does together, and it just builds the excitement. I mean, so you're already excited about the Braves, especially if they're doing well. But when you're with this big group and the music's going and
everybody's dressed the same and everybody's cheering at the right time, it really gets you fired up. Well, there is a sense in which being a part of a healthy church is an important means that God has established to build your love for God, your love for Jesus. You love Jesus more when you are faithfully participating in a great church. Well, what are some of the distinct ways that being part of a great church stir your love for God? Now, I want you to come to church because you love God. Okay, that's important, right? You don't want to just show up to do your duty, or, you know, if I show up for church, then God owes me special blessings. No, that's hypocritical, empty religion. Religion that is true religion is based on worshiping God in spirit and in truth. That's really what loving God is. It's that internal motivation, internal drive. It's not just sentimentality, excuse me. It's not just romantic affections for God, but it is a heartfelt desire to be there for the right reasons, an earnestness about your participation in the church service. Well, in addition to having that as your motivation, I'm going to suggest that being part of a healthy church is also jet fuel for you to grow in your love for God. So here are some ways that I think that the church dynamic works like that. And the first one is you are hearing God's word proclaimed. I don't know how much you've thought about preaching. Maybe you just think that's what the preacher's supposed to do. You know, we pay him to study God's word so that he can come up and give us a speech every week. Well, it's not just a speech. It is speaking, right? It is proclaiming, but it is proclaiming the very word of God. So you are... The preacher has immersed himself in a passage of scripture, and he is trying to bring out what the original audience would have heard and how this whole thing fits within the dynamic of pointing us to the Lord Jesus. And it's incredible. The Word of God reveals God's ways to us. It reveals God to us. Here's how we know who God is. Here's how we know what he's done and what he's about and what he wants out of us, his followers. And this is his plan of redemption. Wow. So the word of God, preaching, hearing preaching is special. It's an act of worship to proclaim God's word. It's an act of worship to receive God's word. It builds our love and affections for God. Listen to this important passage as Paul instructs Timothy in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 and 2. I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, and exhort with complete patience and teaching. For the time is coming when people will not endure sound teaching, but having itching ears, they will accumulate for themselves teachers to suit their own passions. So not just everybody wants to hear the truth from God's word, but I hope you do, because if you are hearing it week by week, it is going to not only build your mind with new truths about God, it is going to stir your heart. It is going to flame your heart with love for God. Another dynamic of participating in a healthy church that is so helpful to growing in our love for Jesus is singing together. Have you thought about the fact that there's not too many places where we all get together as a group and sing songs? I mean, maybe we sing Happy Birthday. And I know that some sporting events, the fans all sing together for their favorite team. But there are not many other times where people are singing together. But if you're a Christian and you go to a great church, you are not only singing together, you're singing great songs together. Songs that talk about how great God is, talk about how wonderful he is, talk about his great love for us. And singing individually is wonderful, but singing as a group is even better in stirring your affections up. Listen to Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who has made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. So let's just come on in. The psalmist goes on, enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. For the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever and his faithfulness to all generations. Well, I was just going to read the part about singing to the Lord with gladness and coming into his presence with singing. But this whole psalm is so good. All right, we have to take a break. We're going to come back after the break and talk more about how being part of church helps you grow and stir up your love for God.
And we'll be back with more from Dr. Crotz in just a moment, who's making the case that a healthy church will stir your love for the Lord. Now, I want to take a moment to talk about the people who keep this podcast running. You'd never guess that these people actually exist. We call them gospel partners, and you're not going to hear their names. They don't get a special feature or feed or thank you plaque or anything like that. These are people that decided that all of the content that we're producing here at Fortis Institute needs to keep reaching people all over the world. And so they wanted to join us as gospel partners, monthly gospel partners. And they quietly, every single month, donate out of their kindness and their generosity to our ministry so that we can continue the work that we're doing, creating content to reach people all over the world. If you'd like to stand with them, you can go to FortisInstitute.org right now to get all of the details. That's all of the answers to all of the questions that you have about what it would look like in your life. Now, there are a couple of caveats to joining us as a gospel partner. Number one, we don't want you to join us as a gospel partner if you're not already giving to your local church. That's your number one giving priority as a Christian, and we want to make sure that you're doing that. We also want to make sure that giving to our ministry is not a burden for you. If either one of those two things are not in the proper order, get them in the proper order before you decide to join us as a gospel partner. And then when you do, you can go to FortisInstitute.org to get all of the information. Now, also, here's a fact worth knowing. The Fortis Plus app, that holds more teaching than you could finish in a year. And it doesn't cost you a dime because of those gospel partners. So every single episode of Integrated that Dr. Crotz has ever recorded is sitting there right now on Fortis Plus. Also, every resource ever created by Dr. Greg Gifford, Dr. Adam Tyson, Pastor Brad Bigney, Libby Clausen, Dr. Jason Lyle, Todd Friel. Again, it is all there on Fortis Plus for free, and new content is added every single day. Most apps, they drain you. This one actually fills you. Download it right now wherever you download apps on your smartphone, your smart TV, or just simply go to fortisplus.org. Now let's get back to Dr. John Crotz. This is Integrated.
Welcome back to Integrated.
It has to go from a theory, a concept, or even a theology. It has to move our hearts.
And now back to your host, Dr. John Crotz.
Welcome back. We are talking about the dynamics of the church as a means that God uses to stir up our love for God. We are so thankful that you can be with us to think together about these important issues. The Fortis Institute is made up of Fortis fellows like myself and Dr. Greg Gifford. He's got a podcast called Transformed. Have you checked that out? Oh, that's really good. About using God's word to solve the problems of life. And plus, Greg is a whole lot of fun to listen to. So check that out. And I trust that you will benefit greatly from the Fortis Plus app, where you can find all kinds of resources that Jimmy tells us about. And so I would encourage you as well to seek these things out. They will help you in your walk with God. Well, loving God is so important. It's primary. It's fundamental. It's the most important commandment of all. I don't make that up because it's my favorite. I get that from Jesus. So we are on very safe grounds when we say that this is the most important thing. Now, I know you love God on your own. That's a great thing. And you may say, I can listen to preaching on my own. But it's a different thing when you are listening all together with brothers and sisters in the body of Christ. Also, singing. Yes, you can sing. Yes, you can get on Spotify and listen to that new Christian song or praise song, and that may encourage you and your walk with God. But I'm saying there's something special about singing together with your brothers and sisters from all kinds of backgrounds, all kinds of difficulties in their lives and personal experiences. You don't even know all the things they're going through, but that's why you get together, you hear about it, and then you look across the room and you see that guy who you know is going through it in his marriage, in his life, with kids, with parents. I mean, all kinds of things people go through, and yet they're singing their heart out to the glory of God. That stirs up your love for God as you are singing the same song with them. Now, we've seen in Psalms like Psalm 100, talks about entering his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. And so we're coming together to sing to the Lord. So many other psalms, sing to the Lord a new song, right? God is great. We can't exhaust God's greatness with the songs we know. We need a new song. And so we do that. And that's thrilling and great. But you may think, well, I'm not so sure that there's this horizontal dimension to it, right? I'm just singing personally to God. It doesn't matter who else is in the room. I can sing in a bad church. And if I mean it, then my praise counts. Well, okay, that's true. It does. But there is a horizontal dimension baked into the singing of a local church. Let me take you to Ephesians chapter 5. In Ephesians chapter 5, in this important verse about the filling of the Holy Spirit, it's verse 18, and do not get drunk with wine, for that is debauchery, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Continuous tense, be being filled with the Holy Spirit. And then he starts talking about ways that shows up, the Spirit-filled life shows up in your life. Well, what are some of those ways? Well, very first, right off the top, next verse, addressing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. Wow, it sounds like loving God with all your heart. So you're aimed at God, singing and making melody to the Lord with all your heart. That's a great thing. But we're also addressing one another. That means it's a corporate thing. That means there is a horizontal dimension, a side-to-side dimension in our singing. I'm so thankful that our church family, we meet in a building where our seats are kind of in a half circle, right? So you can actually see people in addition to the words that you're singing. You can look around and see the different people who are singing together. And I think it's a great thing because we're addressing one another and we are addressing the Lord. It stirs us up. It fires us up as we are making melody in our heart together. I have often thought of worship as like throughout the week, you've got a bottle of Coke or some soft drink that you like, and you're shaking it up. And when we gather together, it's like we twist the lid and all the fizz spills out together. And we are all shaking up our the sodas of our heart, if you will forgive me for a bad illustration, and we're gathering and we're just overflowing in our love for God together. And it helps each one of us to do it better and to grow in our love for God. Well, another dynamic of the church that helps us is that one another interaction where we're in each other's business, stirring each other up. You remember one of my favorite verses in Hebrews, one of my favorite verses in the whole Bible is Hebrews 3:13. But exhort one another every day, as long as it is called today, that none of you may be hardened by the deceitfulness of sin. You and I need each other. We need each other to get into our business, to stir each other up, to exhort one another. Other translations say, encourage one another. I mean, it's the whole range of things we need to be helping each other with. And of course, the very verses that are often used to prove the importance of faithfulness in a local church are Hebrews 10, 24, and 25. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. So we are specifically charged not only to do love and good works, but to help each other, stir each other up, poke and prod each other, so that you and I will help each other to grow in our love and good works. And you may say, well, that's probably about loving other people. Like you should stir up people in the church to serve and to do acts of kindness toward others in the body of Christ. But you know, as well as I know, that you aren't really loving other people in a way that pleases God unless you're also loving God, right? No one can love people sincerely and truly who aren't also loving God, right? That's the important thing. And so our stirring each other up to love and good works also includes a component of the motivation, right? The proper motivation, which is loving God with everything you've got. I think personal example also comes into this as well. You and I become like the people that we hang around. And so if you are in a place filled with God-loving believers, that will affect you in the right kind of way. Proverbs 13:20, whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. So the personal example, you're around these people who love God in a bold way, it helps you. It changes you. It challenges you to love God more. But let me just stop and flip it, this whole thing around, and say, what if you're in a bad church? I don't know why you're in a bad church, but let's just suppose you are. Maybe you think I'm being like a missionary. I'm trying to be in this bad church to help others be better, you know, to have a little ministry. Maybe I get to teach a little Sunday school in this church where everything else is anti-God in practice. My little group loves God, or they're trying to. Well, maybe you just want to go there because your kids like the program or because their friends go and you're just happy they'll go somewhere. So you're going to sacrifice yourself. Well, let me just tell you, if you're not hearing God's word, you're not being stirred to love God. In fact, if you're hearing bad sermons, it's going to have a dampening effect. What if all the songs are just happy clappy songs with no substance, or feel good songs that are really about you? And we're really singing about ourselves, like we might as well be listening to a secular pop radio station. What if you don't have personal encouragement from others, or a personal challenge, or a personal example? You become like the people you're around, the Bible says. Okay, you're not better than Proverbs 13:20, right? Whoever walks with the wise becomes wise, but the companion of fools will suffer harm. You like that? He jumps ahead, doesn't he? He doesn't just say they will become foolish. It's they'll become foolish and they will make bad choices themselves and they will pay the price for it. So there's a real danger isn't there, to being surrounded by people that don't love God. They don't love Jesus from the heart. You know, the greatest gift you can give to your family is your own love for God and your own walk with God. And so even if your kids don't love it as much as the church down the road that's fun and games, your kids will actually benefit from your love for God and your spouse's love for God. And that will be the greatest gift that you can give them, because this is stirring yourself up to obey and to do the greatest commandment of all.
This has been Integrated from Dr. John Krotz, a production of Fortis Institute. Our website is fortisinstitute.org, and it is your central hub for all things Fortis. If you've enjoyed Integrated with Dr. John Krotz, would you please consider subscribing and sharing with your friends and church family? Also, would you prayerfully consider joining this labor of love by becoming an ongoing monthly gospel partner? And until next time, go serve your King.